It's Kiva. It's 8 o'clock on Monday night. Do you know where your Twitter mom's at?
Oh, it's Kiva on Indie Views. It's Kiva, artist interview. Right now on Butterflies
Radio,
where it's all indie all the
to this week's Butterflies Radio Indie Views Artist Spotlight featuring the Swedish band The Shy Lips. The Shy Lips were named MSI Lab's Hit List Artist of the Month for March. They formed in late 2011 in Gothenburg, Sweden. The band was the brainchild of singer Adam and bassist Victor. Born on the travels in Europe and South America, where the two met and bonded, and the band became a reality when they moved to the vibrant music city of Gothenburg. After hooking up with drummer Anton and guitarist Alex, and later joined by Adam's brother Jonas on guitar, the band now had members originating from Morocco, Poland, and Sweden. An eclectic mix of the members' different geographical and musical backgrounds took form, and made the song ideas inspired by those travels into the daring and catchy indie rock sound that signifies the Shy Lips. They actually released a mini EP of 4 songs just 3 months after they formed. And here, for the first time tonight, is Nobody Cares.
Take it, stole my
Now, is it just you, or?
It's just me now. It's just me, because the other ones are recording right now, so I can't, like... We just have one mic as well, so it's going to be hard for them to speak, so it's just me.
That's cool. Yeah. I hate that they're leaving you out of the recording process, though.
No, but they've been told what to do, you know.
Ah, I like that. They listen. Very good. You train them well.
No, but yeah, they know what to do. Yeah, they know what to do.
Tell me a little bit about the band. Like the people that are in the band and what you do in the band and let everybody know.
There are five of us. We all have different names. Anton, Alex, Victor, and Eunice, and me. I'm Adam, and I'm the singer. Yeah.
Yeah. So the lead singer is usually always the boss, isn't it?
Nah, not necessarily, but yeah. No, I'm not the boss. We're all our own bosses, you know. But I usually write the lyrics and the songs. We write the songs, the music together, but I write the lyrics as well. So
now, are you the only one that writes the lyrics?
At the moment, yes. You know, everyone has their input. You know, everybody writes everything. To be honest, you know.
Well, that's nice that with so many people in the band that you can still work together well and collaborate on things instead of, you know, putting it just on one person.
Yeah, I mean they're great guys and we get along really, really well, you know. So, and we all come from different musical backgrounds, you know. There is a guy who liked metal, you know, from the beginning, and I'm more of a, you know, reggae or Motown or, you know, there's all different influences and we manage to get along. And that's strange, you know.
Now, how did you guys get together? You know, with all the different backgrounds, how did you manage to get together and form the Shy Lips?
It was me and my friend Victor, who's the bass player. We were, we were staying together. We were living in the same apartment, and we said, "Oh, we're gonna start a band because we had nothing else to do." You know, basically, we just formed a band, and my brother joined. Because we moved back, we are Swedish, so, you know. So we moved back to Sweden. We were staying abroad, and my brother joined, and then we, the other guys just, I didn't know, they just popped up, you know, out of the blue. We just found them, or they found us. So we started jamming together and formed the band, basically.
Yeah. Well, when did you guys start as a band?
When, you know, which date you mean, or which day, or which
how long have you been a band together?
I we discussed that today. I think it's like 1 year almost, 1 year and 3 months or something like that. Yeah, about 1 year.
And you just released an EP nowadays.
Yeah, our second EP. That's correct.
So when did you release your first EP?
That was like 1 year ago, so we've been a band for 3 months when we released it, so, yeah.
Wow, that's a fast turnaround for an EP.
Yeah, that was pretty fast, you know, we just knew that we have to release something, or we had so many songs, we just wanted to get something out so that people could listen, you know, our friends, and they said, "I got, now you start a band, guys, you have to show us something," and we're like, yeah.
That, or you're just saying you're a band, you know.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Prove that you're a band.
A lot of people,
like, there's no pictures,
us.
You know. People were impressed.
Some people were impressed, and some people like, okay, we believe you now, you know, that type of impressed, because they didn't know we were gonna, like, my old friends didn't know I was starting up. They didn't know anything about me starting a band, you know. So,
your first band?
Yeah, this is my first band.
And hopefully your last, right? Like, stay together?
Yeah, yeah.
I know that never happens, so, you know, everybody's got, how many bands.
Look at the Rolling Stones, I mean.
Yeah, very good point.
Yeah.
Although Mick tried to go off and do his solo thing, and it didn't quite work out right, you know.
It's a lot of flash and glitter and, you know.
Yeah, at least they stayed together.
Isn't Adam just great, taking the time to step away from recording to do the interview? I wonder which one had the harder part, Adam or the rest of the band recording? Either way, I'm so happy that he stopped by for the interview, and now for the first song of the night is the title track off their EP, Nowadays. Bands influenced your sound on Nowadays?
What band influenced our sounds? Oh, yeah. I mean, we like to listen to the Rolling Stones a lot. Exile on Main Street and Sticky Fingers. But I wouldn't say it, you know, the sound influence. It's more like the songwriting or, you know. Sound-wise, I really don't know, actually.
Now, do you just get together and you've written the lyrics and you get together and just see what feels right when everybody starts playing? Or do you have it written out, you know, for how they're going to play everything?
Yeah. No, that's different every time, man. It's like one day Alex can pop in, you know, and he has a riff and we work from that. Or I come like with like a whole concept of a song and we work from that. It's from day to day, you know, from song to song.
So you never know what's going to come.
No, exactly. We don't have like one way of doing it. We do it a lot of different different ways, different days.
I like that. So it's not predictable, yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Nobody knows what they're going to get next.
No, not exactly.
Now, tell me about the music scene in Sweden, you know, because a lot of people that are going to listen, you know, they're from the U.S. or from Australia or England, and they may not be familiar with what it's like in Sweden. How big is the music scene, and, you know, how did you decide to do this?
It's very, you know, trend sensitive. It's like, of course, we're not that many people. We're about 9 million people in this country, and there's not room for much of a, you know, a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of music, but I mean, music that is commercial, famous, are often very, very, either it's like commercial music, you know, music basically. It's not very enjoyable to listen to. Or it's like a lot of electronic music, from what
I heard. And you know, I've tried to open my mind to the electronic music, and it hasn't reached out and grabbed me. I don't hate it, but I'm not in love with it, you know? I don't know, maybe it's because I don't go to clubs and dance.
Maybe. It's too. It doesn't feel natural in a way. You know, it's not a drum that can like pop hit you. It is a drum, but it's like a electronic drum.
Yeah, it's not like
the same
somebody.
You
know,
it's not skin.
Yeah, it's not somebody tangibly back there doing the drums. You know.
No, exactly.
I think I was watching something the other day, and I heard this instrument, and I'm watching it, and I don't see the instrument anywhere. Then it occurs to me that it's got to be somebody on, you know, the keyboard or something that's doing it. And I want to see the horn section, and I want to see the drums. I want to see the guitarist and the bassist interact, you know. I want to see those things. And I think you miss that with the electronic music.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you miss it on the radio as well, but you know it's there.
Yeah, you know it's there.
Yeah.
Because you kind of visually, you've seen them before.
Yeah. No, it's just that feeling I look for in the music is all gone when it comes to. There is some electronic music, you know, like synthesizers, and that's electronic, but it's still like they can use it properly if a guy. But now it's just got too. I'm like you there. I can't really relate to it. I try not to close my mind to any kind of music, but this it's just like fucking, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's me. I was just talking to the last band I was talking to, and we were talking about, you know, thrasher metal music. That's another one that I can't do. I really can't do it because, to me, they're just screaming at me, and that's not music to me. I don't want to sit there and be screamed at, you know. I want to enjoy it and hear it and feel it, and I think if they're screaming at me, that's not music.
No, I mean, music is like a, you know, expression for some kind of emotion, and those people, I mean, if you go to a club, you know, their feelings must be like, in their heart, it must sound like, dop, 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 woo, bust a burp, you know, that must be inside their bodies, you know, if there's a feeling they get from it. I don't get it.
Yeah,
and exactly with metal as well, you know, like,
yeah, it's just something that I can't, you know, I've tried to be open-minded with it, but I've decided that I can't be, so I won't even screen that music. I let somebody else on the A&R team do it because I just can't open my mind to thrasher metal. Now, electronica, you know, there's some that I like, but it's still not, I don't know that I would go to see somebody. You know, that played that. I don't know that I'd drive, you know, hours to go see something like that. If I go, I want to see a show. So I want to see the drums and, you know, the instruments. And I think that's about the interaction with the people. And you guys have got five guys. So it's all about the interaction and people being together.
Yeah, exactly. There must be like a really good melody for me to be able to drive five
now,
hours to see something like that.
You said you've traveled to the U.S. before. How about everybody else? Have they traveled abroad or just stayed in Sweden?
Yeah, everyone. I mean, I think everyone has been abroad, but we were actually in the U.S. It was 1 year ago now, because South by Southwest is on now, isn't it, in Austin?
Yeah, it was just, I don't know if it's still going on now. I know it was last week. I don't know how long it lasts. I know it was going on last week because I knew several musicians that were there.
Yeah.
So did you guys go to listen to South by Southwest, or did you play?
No, we were just listening, enjoying it, and enjoying our first time, my first time in the U.S. in Texas.
That would be cool, to get to go to South by Southwest for your first time, you know, being
here.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it was mad, you know, the music everywhere and people everywhere and chicken fried chicken. You know what that is?
Oh, like, yes, I do. Yeah, we do have that in the South, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get some gravy on it, and yeah, and you get the Southern sweet tea. Yeah, so you got a taste of the music and the food from the
and
South.
The food, yeah, and the hospitality, man. There were nice people there.
Oh, yes. Speaking for America, thank you so much for saying that.
Oh, no, but sincerely, I mean, it's not like just... we get, you know, it's just when you're in the supermarket or whatever, you know, some people are just doing things to be polite, saying things to be polite sometimes. But these were genuine nice people. They were like, oh, how are you today? Where are you going tonight? What you do? You know, they were very, very sweet.
Oh, my God, I love your impression. Great voice, great accent. That was awesome. I mean, you got the Southern thing down. You did. And that is the way it is. And, I'm from Colorado originally. But I grew up most of my life in Kentucky, and that is just kind of how it is here. You know, you're just nice to everyone. But I think as a whole, yeah, everybody here is kind of, you know, if you have a friend who's sick, then everybody's cooking for them and taking food over. And everybody just kind of looks out for each other. And it really is, I think it really is just a way of life, just being nice and inviting everybody in. I guess it makes up for the humidity and the heat that we have. You know, we're like,
yeah.
I know that really sucks, but we want you to come back. So, you know, we'll cook for you. And, you know, that's kind of fun.
Oh, I'm going to get myself a green card right now. You know? Just come down a bit sick and get fed all day. It sounds really nice, actually.
Next up is the song, They Said You Were Easy.
To be found, though everybody knew where you went. nothing I can do about that. So please, please me, don't tease me. They say you are easy. Don't let me down, go get down. Let me be the madman who was made. Cause your eyes are like music in my eyes. They want to listen, but don't play with my heart. Cause man, they will be fire. She's a very good liar. Since she was 17, I know where you've been. I know you're not clean. You're still 17.
Do you guys have anywhere like that in Sweden where it's like the music city?
No, I mean, we just have like, we don't have a lot of cities that are that big, you know.
Yeah.
We live in the second largest city in Sweden, it's called Gothenburg. And it's quite known for its music, you know. It's been a scene going for a while, 10 years ago. There's some really good musicians from this town.
Awesome.
But I mean, there is the capital, you know, Stockholm, of course. Yeah, it's more.
Now,
was that
kind of an inspiration for you because you had had people from there who had done well, and did that kind of open up the music scene to you or open your eyes to it?
The thing is, everyone in the band moved in from different cities. None of us are from Gothenburg. From all surrounding, like small cities surrounding the place, so we not feel like we have some roots here or some. Yeah, we're not. I don't think so. I can only speak for myself, but not necessarily.
And did you guys come there for school, or did you all? Do you all live together?
We did for a while. Not now. Now I live with Victor. Some days, you know.
I think it would be hard to have that many guys and you're in the band all the time and then living together too.
Yeah, we don't think that would make it very hard. Yeah, we're not the five of us live together now. But I mean, we work the amount of time we're working, it feels like we're living together, you know.
Oh, yeah. So you've got to have personalities that kind of go along and with each other, you know, and are cohesive with each other.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we have good personalities, all of us.
And nobody feels, you know, for a group that large, do you ever get somebody that feels left out somewhat, you know, that they're not considered as much, or does everybody kind of have the equal say in everything?
Yeah, everybody has the equal say. Everybody.
Now, but you're the primary lyricist, right?
Yes.
And did they vote you into doing that, or did you have a background in doing things like that? How did you decide who does that?
No, I mean, it just happened. I had some songs, and I said, like, let's try these songs. And, you know, because we started band, me and Victor, so I was like, I had some songs, and I wanted to try them and play them with the band. And, you know, that's how it came, you know. I had some songs, so we just play them.
And that becomes your job, then?
Yeah, it becomes my job. And I really like doing that as well. I feel like I'm more of a songwriter than I am a guitarist, maybe, because we have some really good, two good guitars in the band, and I can never beat them, you know. So I have to be good at something.
Everybody's got their thing that they're good at. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm the best songwriter, but I can knock a few tunes together. You know, I do my best.
Now, have you guys toured? Have you done any touring?
You mean for like a month or so, or do you mean?
We're, yeah, we're, I, you know,
gone to different cities and played for people?
Yeah. Not that much. We've been out sometime, but it's not like we've been playing a lot inside the city walls. You know.
And how big is I'm hoping I say it right, Gothenburg?
Yes, Gothenburg. Yeah, it's I don't know exactly. I don't want to give you a number. I think it's not even 1 million people. It's like 500,000.
So that feels like the big city that's next to me. That's about, you know, their population, because I live in a town, you know, a smaller town. It's got, you know, 30,000-40,000 people, you know, next to the big city. But the big city, you know, they've got the university and, you know, they've got the bars and the clubs and the venues. So they're close to go see and be able to listen to people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you plan to tour? And if you do you plan to go out of Sweden?
Yeah, of course, man. That's our goal, to leave here, you know, to leave as quick as possible.
Permanently or just for a tour?
You never know, you never know. No, but, yeah, of course, we want to play everywhere. Everyone that wants to hear us should hear us, and we should be able to. But
I know a lot of musicians from Europe. You know, I've talked to some from Belgium, from Germany. You know, their goal is to come to, say, New York City or L.A., you know, and start playing there. Is that something that you guys want to do?
I mean, yeah, I would love to. I only been in New York once, and I would love to see. I never been. I've just been in the U.S. twice, you know. So I would love to see more of the U.S. But I would love to go to Brazil as well, or South Africa, or you know, anywhere. It's a great way of seeing other countries, I guess. I always, you know, enjoy traveling, so it's just a very good way of traveling, you know, touring. So, you know.
Now, have you traveled much? You know, and by asking that, I mean, in traveling, would the music influence you from where you've traveled, the places you've been?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it always does, even if you're aware of it or not. But yeah, some cities or some places or some people, of course, they inspire you. Yeah, yes.
Next up is the song "When I Get Down from the Mountain."
When I get down from the mountain, I know I'm gonna let you
Now, is there one sound or one genre that is more influential in Sweden or that more people listen to?
Yeah, I mean, there is the electronic music, like we spoke about. And there's a lot of good rock and roll as well, good rock music, indie rock music. Oh, was that the question?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
what,
yeah.
Kind of what people listen to, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, of course everyone listens to everything, but there's a lot of hip-hop as well. Hip-hop and R&B, you know, they listen to a lot of American R&B music, or a lot of the, you know, older population listen to blues, maybe, rock and roll, from their youth, you know, music from their youth. A lot of reggae as well. Now, lately, we got a quite big reggae scene. But it's not that proper reggae, you know, proper roots, or it's more like a mix between dancehall and some up-tempo, like ska music.
I love ska. When I started doing A&R for Butterflies Radio,
yeah,
you know, that came up as a genre, and I had never heard of it before.
No?
No, I had never heard of it before, and that really surprised me. And I played it, and I liked it, and I liked it a lot. Like, I don't think there's been a ska song that I've listened to that I didn't like. It's and I think that it seems to be a newer to the States genre.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming around, and I want more people to listen to it, because it's very happy. I like it a lot.
Is it old-time ska, or is it new ska? Is it like punk ska, or is it the old Jamaica?
It's the old Jamaica kind of ska, yeah. is what I like, yeah.
Got the lights, and, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's a very neat genre. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's good.
Now, you guys just won, you were the MSI hit list winner for...
Yeah,
February?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know, but we won somebody, yeah. I don't know. It's March this month, isn't it?
Yes, it is March. Yes, see, yes. Thank you for keeping me up on it, because I'm not with everything. Yes, so you're the winner for March.
Yeah,
and what
yeah.
song did you have that won for you?
It was In Your House, it's called, In Your House.
Yes, yeah, I really like that song. That's the one I was listening to that kind of, when it first started, some 80s song popped into my head that kind of had the same beat and everything, but I couldn't think who it was. And I still can't, because I'm kind of, you know, as soon as I caught the beat, then, you know, you guys moved it a little differently. And I was like, oh now I lost the song that it was, but still, it's a great song, and it just...
Well, that's the trick.
Yeah, it's really good. I really enjoyed it a lot. And obviously, they really enjoyed it on MSI, you know, because you had to have won 1 week and been the artist of the week, and then you go on and you take on everybody over the month, and you won that. So, you know, clearly...
Who's voting? Is it those guys, or is it like...
Yeah, it's the panel. It's Rich Wildman and Ian and a couple other people that he gets on there. So it's a panel that votes, and they analyze it. You know, they'll have a show where they'll talk about it. And I really like the way they do their show, too. You know, they offer advice for musicians on, you know, how things could be a little different, or what would make it sound better. Or, you know, what makes it better than the other songs. Me, I'm a writer. I'm a journalist who enjoys music. I don't have a music background, so I can't say, you know, the technical things that go with it. I just, if I like it, I like it. That's how it works with me.
Next up is the song In Your House.
Your skin is
misbehaving, but it's hard cause I know that you're craving for attention, love. Yeah, your beauty is your attention. Oh, you lovely little engine. But I'm all easy, I just need a glass of wine or some action or a reaction. But I need it right now. Rip up, hip up, now it's bust up, so I stepped up to your house. It was Friday night and I felt alright, so I fell right into your house. When I've been uptown and I've been downtown,
was the artist choice song of the night, and it was also the song that won the Shy Lips the title of the MSI Labs Hit List Artist of the Month. And next up is a little mini interview that I had with Rich Wildman of MSI to talk about the Shy Lips and their win.
Okay, well, hey Rich, I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. It's been a while.
It has, Kiva, and it's great to be able to talk to you. I think the last time we spoke was couple of months ago.
Yeah, I think it was, and in between then, I went to L.A. for the Artist of Music Awards, had a little murder trial I was covering. Now I'm trying to catch up, get back in with it, but...
Yeah, murder trials are so blasé these days. I mean, nothing exciting ever happens. So tell me about the Artist of Music Awards. Did you have a good time? Did you ride the bull?
I did have a great time. I loved getting to meet Mark and Carol and Mark and Julie in person. And we got to see Josh D'Amigo, Paul Bosco. So, you know, it was nice to get to meet Katie Cole. There were so many people I got to meet. Working the red carpet was kind of, I was a little scared at first.
Yeah.
But I did great and winged it for 3 hours and met some other really great musicians. And then I rode the bull at our lunch at Saddle Ranch. I did. I was the only one, and being one of the older people at the table, I was surprised none of the young ones tried the bull, but I did have to have some bottomless mimosas or mojitos or something. Mimosas to get up there, yeah.
Liquid courage is what we call it.
Now tell me about Shy Lips and how they became the winners for March.
Well, I got to tell you, the Shy Lips were kind of a dark horse in this, you know, this month's hit list, in my opinion. Anyway, I think if you ask the panelists, they would probably tell you it was hands down the Shy Lips, but I had a differing opinion, and being the host, I don't always get to announce that opinion or make that public.
Right.
But, they went up against some pretty tough competition. The month of February, we had four Song of the Week winners. 13 Shadows with their track Slide, which was an outstanding track. SGU, Spin the World, again, another outstanding track. Of course, The Shy Lips, In Your House, our hit list winner with their track. And then we had The Sound of the Sirens with their track Faith in Fire. So we had four outstanding tracks that our panelists had to select a winner from. In my opinion, a very tough month all around, and I think if you heard the broadcast, or if any of your listeners want to hear the broadcast, of course they can, just by going to musicsceneinvestigation.com/hitlist, they can hear the whole broadcast in its entirety and hear what a time the panel had with it, because, like I said, every song that was up that month during that hit list was just so tough. You know, the panel had their job cut out for them, but the Shy Lips came out the winner, and deservedly so. So, congratulations to them.
Next up is my choice song of the night, called Without You.
Cut is all I need. My backpack is packed and I'm back on track and dress up ready to leave. Your innocence and the pain it raises, can no longer decide who's done wrong and what's been done and what you're trying to hide. What you're trying to hide. It's only been 1 year and you already wanna be in my dreams, but as hard as it is just lying here and pretending that you are clean. From coast to coast in a roller coaster, it's better than it seems. I'm getting high kicks, going down again, now fulfilling those easy dreams, all those easy dreams. And I know what I'm going to do, and I know that I'm gonna do it without you, without you, without you. Get down. Fingertips, roaming the word goodbye. The feeling of freedom that I before had quickly turns into a feeling of why. Why should I? Yeah, why should I? I'm just gonna be older, alone and hungover. I'm just getting older.
You guys are recording,
now. Yeah. So are you working on another EP, or what's going on with you guys?
We're working on some different songs. All the songs we have in our heads and in our arms, we try to get them on tape, you know, or on the computer mm-hmm. right now. So we just working on songs, you know, saving them for, I don't know if it's an album or if it's an EP or if it's just for fun, you know.
Is it one of those that when you get there, you'll know? When you feel it?
Yeah, yes, exactly. When we get there, we'll know. It's not that. We're just doing, like, pre-productions, some demos. We're not in a studio. We're just in our own little room. Our own little,
well, that's the fun way to do it.
Yeah, that's a fun way to do it. And it's almost, you know, when you're in a studio, you have to be, like, think about the time and the money and everything.
And there's more pressure. And I think if you're in the studio, it's more work, and it's real work. It's not, you know, if you're doing the demos, you're just kind of hanging out. You know, you're jamming. So
relaxing and having something to eat and listening to other music. Yeah, it's good. It's a good way. You know, it's just, you don't have to go in there and say, like, we're going to do this, we're going to record that. We just sit there, and then it just happens.
Now, that being said, do you like performing live more than the studio, or do you like the studio more?
Two different things. I like the studio after when I walk out of the studio, when I hear the finished product.
Yeah,
that is a kick in itself. But you know, comparing that with playing live is like, man, it's nothing. Playing live is the one of the best feelings you can have, probably, as a young man.
Oh, yeah, getting that feedback from the crowd. And, you know, I think that's got to be, I don't know, just getting that feedback, it would be, it'd get me jazzed. I'd feel really good about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't get that in the studio.
No, you don't get that. You can't, like, force, you know, grab a person and kick him in the stomach and then throw him in and, like, listen to this, and you're going to see in his face same expression that you get from, you know, a live gig. You know, you can't force someone to, it feels like, it's not the same feeling. It's not like playing your music for someone. It's just like, it's a big party, you know, it's a big feast.
Now, see, I like that. Just, I think I talked to an Irish band for a print interview, and that's what they do. They go to a house, an Irish band that they'd get together at this house, you know, and play and record there. But, you know, it was kind of, you know, having some beers or some Irish whiskey. And, you know, you sing and you get a lookout. You get to see the green fields around you. And and you can go out for a walk or a bike ride or whatever and, you know, then come back. So it's much different than being trapped in a conventional studio.
Exactly, yeah. Can't compare.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd like being in a studio. I think that would be so stifling. I think I'd like to be out and it be live. But again, I'm not a musician, so what do I know? You know.
No.
But I think that would be a good feeling.
It's like if you're, you know, exercising in a gym or if you're exercising running outside. It's two different things, you know.
But it is, and you know, that's
you
a
do,
good comparison.
You do what you have to, yeah.
Next up is the last song of the evening called Somewhere in Europe 1 AM. Dance with me.
To do dance with me, you can look down on those brand new shoes forever. You got to pop that pill, enjoy this music, love it, swallow and abuse it, cause I'm not quite satisfied with your behavior. You got hips, you know music, you got a young body, you were born to use it. Some fine morning you will lose it, happens faster than you think. kick me out. But I don't believe that you are tired. Your smile says too much for me to buy it. You even said someone, somewhere, sometime. Well, love is weird and I am crazy. And you sleep alone cause you are lazy. That's all there is to it.
Now, do you have any festivals like that in Sweden? Music festivals, big music festivals?
Yeah, we have a lot. We have at least three that's to be reckoned with, like that. Really good acts every year. I never go, though. I don't know why. It's just like, it just never happened. But,
I think that's when you live somewhere, yeah. You don't do the things where you live. You know, I think I find that with a lot of people, they're like, I live here, so I've never done it. You know, but tourists will come there and do it. And I think sometimes you miss out on what's right in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly. That, I mean, well, it's Graceland. Is this close? Is it in Tennessee, no?
Yeah, it's in Tennessee, but it's a southern part of Tennessee, so it's probably, I want to say it's probably six or 7 hours from here. Memphis is further away, yeah. Nashville's like 4 hours from me, and Knoxville's on the other side of the state, and that's about 2.5-3 hours. But Memphis is past Nashville and down, and that's probably 6 or 7 hours from me. And I've never been there. I've never been to Memphis. But I've been to Nashville, and I've been to Atlanta, and just never Memphis.
The restaurant Wild Boar is a restaurant in Nashville. Is it still? Have you heard about that?
Oh, I haven't heard of it.
No, don't mind. No, yeah.
And, you know, you bring that up, though, and that's a question that I ask on my show of all my guests, and I'm really happy to ask you this, is, you know, when I go to a show or, you know, I say I'm, you know, when I go on the road, I'm not touring, but usually I'll go to several shows in a row, you know, with my friends, and I don't want to eat at a place where I can eat back home. So I want something local. So I ask people on my show, you know, where have you eaten that everybody should go or have, what should they have at this place? What makes it special? And it can be where you live or where you have lived or where you visited that it was so memorable for you.
Oh, let's see. You're getting me hungry all the time. I have to stop.
I know, that's what I do. And, you know, and I do it during lunch, and I start getting very hungry.
let me think. There is some good rest. I mean, you should go to, it's hard. There's so many places, and I don't know the name of them. I just remember the food, basically. I can't give you directions, though. Strongly advise you if you go to Peru to have some nice ceviche.
Yeah.
And if you go to to Sweden. Yeah, you can go. There's a lot of good. We're good at making other people's food. You know, we don't have a lot of much of a cuisine ourselves. We do a lot of good Italian food and French food in Sweden.
Now, I just went to IKEA yesterday.
yeah, the meatballs.
Yeah, I like their meatballs, and I like their chocolate too. They have chocolate bars. Their milk chocolate is really
Marabou,
good.
Yeah,
very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I can say go to IKEA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taste the meatballs and the chocolate in IKEA. That's my tip.
There you go. See, I like that. I like the way you think there.
No. I just got a taste in my mouth right now. You should go to the south of Spain or the north of Morocco and try their. It's called pescaditos fritos. It's like small fishes that they fry, and they have like a aioli. You know, like a, it's called
oh,
that name.
Yeah.
And it's like almost like the aioli is more like fluffy. You know.
Oh, that sounds so good.
My parents used
to live in Spain, and my mom loved living there. You know, loved the food and the culture and everything.
I want to thank Adam and thank Rich for taking the time to give a little interview to Indie Views about the Shy Lips getting the March winner of the MSI Hit List. Check out MSI Labs on their website. Look up the Shy Lips. Thank them both for what they did tonight. I hope you really enjoyed the music. And tune in next week for Surviving Allison from Mississippi. In the meantime, you can go to kivainterviewsyou.blogspot.com to check out previous interviews that I've had and information on my previous guests, as well as the current one. Or you can go search for Kiva Johns-Adkins on iTunes and download the podcast there. See you next week.